Whew. Okay, hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. I'm Tux Lurzel.
And I'm Stephanie Domingo.
And we be drankin' and swearin'.
Yes.
Today, this is the mini-sode, and as you know, we don't have a format, so we're going to talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, we're doing our own thing. Deal with it.
You're going to love it.
You must love it. So, on episode 29, I talked about the origins of 40 Acres and a Mule. During my research, I found an article that was kind of related, like tangentially. I saw this article that talked about the wealth gap between Black Americans, like people who were descendant of freed people, versus those who had mixed ancestry, people mixed Native and Black ancestry. And I'm like, okay, this is none of your goddamn business right now, Stephanie. Like, avert your eyes.
Yeah, like, nothing to do with this.
Your outline is long enough. Like, keep it moving. But I wanted to loop back around to see if it was an issue that was small enough to talk about on a mini.
Yeah.
It is not. It is not in any sense of the word. And I also realize that I was approaching the topic kind of all wrong from what to me felt like a really, really like gross settler colonialist mindset. Mm-hmm. And I found this act called the Dawes Act of 1887. Are you familiar?
Not at all.
It happened under Groper.
Groper, yes. You son of a bitch.
Everyone's favorite pedophile. So this act allowed the federal...
Don't forget rapist.
Waiting for his prey to grow up. Yeah. Disgusting. So this federal act allowed the government to break up communal land into parcels for farming. So it basically forced assimilation on Native people.
Break it up so that it was no longer communal, but it was still owned by...
But now owned by individual people.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were encouraging them to farm the way that, you know, white people did.
Sure. Okay.
So only the Native people who accepted this division of land were allowed to become citizens.
I was just going to say, what was to stop them from just being like, okay, so this is mine, but we're going to share it.
Yeah, you couldn't be a citizen if you didn't sign up with the fucking government.
It's your land.
Yes. So a lot of Native people, believe it or not, didn't trust the United States government. So we're like, I don't want to be on this list. Like, fuck out of here. So as a result, over 90 million acres of land was lost.
So if they didn't do it and they wanted to keep it communal, the government just took it away and gave it to somebody else.
I'm nodding my head.
That's so fucking gross.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. on this audio platform, she is nodding in agreement.
Yes. I really need to get some beads.
Yeah.
So it was just super, super gross. And I realized that I cannot talk about this in a mini episode without diving deeper because it's just... crazy, the theft.
Wow. Season four.
Yeah, definitely season four. It was very, very controversial, rightfully so. Wow. But it's also impossible to discuss mixed ancestry without talking about blood quantum.
Huh?
Yes. It is a topic that I do not feel educated enough to talk about without sounding like an asshole. I listen to this podcast called All My Relations. I'm obsessed with it. It is so good. The two hosts, Matika and Adrian, they're both Native scholars. One teaches at Brown.
Wow.
And even they their episode where they talk about blood quantum is episode 10. Even they had to bring on multiple scholars to be able to talk about it.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it's really, really complicated and really controversial because it's still being used to measure the amount of Indian blood you have. Yeah.
So, like, by who?
By the U.S. government. So, oh my God. I'm going to go into this, but blood quantum was initially a system designed by the federal government that placed people into tribes based on the amount of Native blood they had to limit their citizenship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the fundamental way that Native people have associated with each other, like via lines of kinship.
Yeah.
At all. It's so messy and so, so complicated. And it's still being used today to add people to Native registries. So
the
blood quantum
thing, just I like,
yeah,
this is their land,
right?
You came here And you're on their land, and you set up your government on their land. I mean, our government.
Yes.
On their land, and you're telling them they're not invited to the party?
Correct.
On their own land?
Mm-hmm. So blood quantum has no roots in science or biology. You cannot quantify the amount of native blood a person has, which means it's not something that can be quantified genetically.
Okay.
So 23andMe, like, your science is pseudo. Like, what you're doing is dangerous. So guess how these government officials measured native blood?
Oh,
like,
God.
Guess what the rubric was?
I have zero understanding of how any of that would work anyway, so I'm not even going to...
Okay.
I have literally zero understanding of how they would figure that out.
So they used their eyeballs.
Wait, what?
Yes. So they placed this false binary between freed person versus a blood citizen based on how dark their skin was.
What?
Correct. It's crazy. There were people in all nations that were separated. Their family was split apart because some of them were darker and some of them were lighter.
I was just going to say there's variations in families within.
So there's no way to tie the amount of native blood anyone has because this started in the late 1800s. So this is just, it is garbage science. And like, I just want people to know that if you do 23andMe and it says that you're native, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Because that has nothing to do with the bonds of community.
Yeah.
So they had this thing called a $5 Indian. So if you were white, you could buy into this rule and get your land.
What?
Yeah. It was illegal, but some people were able to get native land by paying the government official to look the other way and just add their name to the list. Meanwhile, people who were actual Native Americans are being told that they're too black to be native. Like, get out of here.
I'm okay.
Yeah. So this is why I didn't do this in a mini, because it's like, it's such a big topic that it's like treading into a minefield.
Yeah.
Take 9 plus 10, and we're live.
Let's get it, fam.
I'm one of your hosts, Hamish Lakhmi.
And I'm your other host, Aaron Conway.
And welcome to our show, The Third Wheel.
You know when you, like, crush on someone, you just sometimes act a bit, like, silly in front of them?
Pop, pop, Aaron.
You guys just roast each other.
Those are ugly topics to talk about, and they're really uncomfortable. Being out of your comfort zone is where the growth happens.
There were children who were carrying guns to school. Children as in like 13 to 16 year olds. They used to carry guns to school. There were teachers who came before us who had been shot dead by the students.
I've realized significantly since before meditating and after meditating how much more I just notice things around me and realize things. And it makes life a lot more just beautiful.
So I live in between the seafood market where it's supposed to have first originated and the hospital where it was first sort of confirmed and diagnosed.
Like, jumping on this podcast, The Third Wheel. Like, I love being The Third Wheel right now. It's fantastic.
I'm just going to end this conversation about blood quantum here because, again, I have no business talking about it.
Yeah.
And just use this as a opportunity to discuss something that Tux and I were recently made aware of by a listener. We received such a beautiful email from a listener.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I was having such a shitty day that day. Like, I was fighting with my boyfriend. I'm just like, everyone hates me. And like, I read that email. You sent it to me and you're like, I don't even know what to say to this, I think is what you said.
Yeah. Like, first of all, I'm terrible at accepting compliments anyways.
Same.
So I'm just like, oh, stop looking at me, you know.
You throw a blanket over yourself.
Yeah. But the email was just like so thorough and well thought out and so kind. And I was just like, I literally am not the one to respond to this because I'm not. I'm just like, literally, stop looking at me. Stop listening.
You like throw a can and run. Yeah, so it was just a really, really nice email. Thank you, thank you. She found us when she was researching Buck v. Bell, and then she started with episode 1 and just listened to the whole catalog. And when I read that, I'm like, oh no, episode 2.
I know, some of those older episodes, the sound quality was...
Yeah, oh my God, we were on one mic for an episode.
For like the first like 4 or 5 episodes we were using
one mic.
I like
that I just blacked that out. Yeah. It was too traumatic.
But remember, we ordered a second mic, but then it had to be like reformatted, so you had to send it back.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think it wasn't until like episode 6
that you're right.
We actually
had. We had to send it back.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. So The end of her email, I'm just going to share with you guys because it's relevant to what I want to talk about next. She writes, last but certainly not least, you briefly touched on land acknowledgement, either in an episode or a minisode, I can't remember, but I thought it would be nice for you to open your podcast with a land acknowledgement as an affirmative action and voice to the atrocities that our country has undergone to bring us the privilege that our country enjoys today. I've included a couple of links for you that I found meaningful to start this journey. In many of the webinars and presentations I both participate in and produce, opening with a land acknowledgement reframes participants' mindset and calls out the privilege that we have today. Thank you again for bringing a voice to the voiceless. She's just so sweet. Mm-hmm. And then she graciously like sent us links.
Yeah.
Like just doing our homework for us, like a queen.
Yeah.
So we are still in the process of developing our land acknowledgement. It's not a task that we take lightly. I think it's an overdue reframing of American history. I think it's something that perhaps we should have done already. I know that you really weren't familiar with a land acknowledgement in a podcast. You hadn't heard that before.
I've been terrible about listening to podcasts in general since we started. I used to listen to so many podcasts until we started our own. And now I'm like, there's like one or two
they're
that
all
I listen
dead to
but
you.
Yeah. It's just, I spend so much time writing and researching and doing all this stuff that I'm like, I don't have the spare time.
Yeah.
And when I do, I just want to listen to something silly.
Yeah.
Like my dad wrote a porno or something.
Oh my God. Yeah. So good. That is distracting, though.
Oh, 100%. But I'm saying I only listen to that when I have like legit free time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I used to listen to this podcast called On Being. It's a really, really beautiful dialogue. The host, Krista Tippett, she records on Dakota land, and she always ends her podcast with that acknowledgement. Also on her website, she has like a an acknowledgement tab.
Oh,
so cool. I would kind of, I think we should do something like that.
We should definitely do that.
We just need to work it out. I don't want this to be something that's, I don't know, done performatively. I know we're not those people, but I want to take time and like, you know, do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we could do an episode, like a full episode just on Bushwick. Like I could take the pre-colonial period of time and you could find a scandal, you know, something past that and we could discuss it in that way.
Yeah, that's a really great idea.
Because I'm sure the Dutch had lots of scandals.
Yeah,
yeah.
At some point in the history of Brooklyn, there's definitely a scandal.
So we are on Lenape land, for those who don't know. They were the people who occupied Brooklyn and parts of Queens. And Lenape actually means the people, which I think is really amazing. Because like, we're on the people's land.
Yeah.
So it just feels right. And I want to take some time to develop this and share it with you guys.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll inspire other people. Maybe some listeners will write in and tell us like what land they're on. Like, mm-hmm. I think it could be a really cool conversation starter, but we want it to feel authentic.
Yeah.
So the end, I guess.
Great. All
right. I do have a quote from Maya Angelou, she's my favorite. I think she's my favorite poet. Oh God, Nikki Giovanni. She's top two. She has this quote that says, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right? Great.
Such a great, so simple, so true.
Mm-hmm.
You do the best you can until you know better.
Yeah.
And now we know better.
And we're going to do
better. We're going to do better.
That, I mean, words to live by.
Right?
Literally. Oh. Yeah. Especially in the current, you know, 2021.
Yes. I'm shaking my head. Yes.
We need to.
I need some beads.
We need to get at least some kind of something that hangs off the earphones.
Oh, yeah.
Headphones. Earphones.
Like some like dangling little chandelier bells or earrings.
Yeah.
Bells. Oh, no. I'm like a wind chime all of a sudden.
Ooh, little baby wind chimes to hang off of our headphones.
I wouldn't be distracted at all. Tim would love that, right? Tim
totally,
would love that.
Yes.
I guess our drinks are empty.
Yeah, they sure are.
Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Stephanie Domingo.
And Tex Larsel.
Thank you to Tim Clough, our editor, sound engineer, our podfather. We cannot do this without him.
Thank you for putting up with us.
Yes. Oh.
We're a mess.
So,
always.
I can't read. And I'm just like, Trump can't read.
You're no better than Trump. Move to Florida.
Oh.
Is that it? That's the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Beyond Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn. New episodes are released the first and third Monday of every month. Please note that we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop at beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We are on Patreon if anyone would love to show us some love and throw us some nickels to support the production of our show.